Now, if I ask you if you know somebody, and the name, you know, you're familiar with, you say, well, I've never met him, but I've
seen him.
Well, if you've never seen him.
Well, I'd say I've heard of him.
All right. And if something you do every day, you know, if we're talking about something like eating or something.
Well, I cook my meals every day, and if anybody else is here with me, they come in at dinner time, whatever I got, they're welcome to eat with me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. So you'd say, if I said, do you cook every day? You'd say, yes, I
do.
All right.
And I do because I don't cook so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Just a little bit, but it's better for your health to have your warm meals.
Yes, ma'am. So you
three times a day. I get up and make me some coffee for breakfast, and then I don't ever cook but dinner.
And you have a big meal at supper time?
No, I don't have my big meal at supper. I just get me a cereal, some milk, and a cup of coffee and go to bed.
When do you have your big meal?
Dinner. Right about 12 o'clock early.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if we were talking about somebody else, you'd say, if we were talking about somebody smoking cigars or something, and I said, well, does he smoke cigars? And you'd say, yes, he...
He smokes cigars and cigarettes and or a pipe.
Oh, really?
You can say that. Do you see him smoking pipes and cigarettes and cigars?
Yes. So you might say, no, I don't.
Yeah.
But he?
He does.
All right.
I don't smoke. I never smoked a cigarette in my life.
Yes, ma'am. That's good. What do you call this building we're in?
A house.
And if there were two of them, there'd be
two houses.
And out on the farm, there's a big building. What are some buildings out around the farm?
There are big old buildings that store corn and stuff in it, and then they have a barn for their mules and shelters separated from their stalls and everything for the mules.
Well, what do you call that, the place you keep the corn?
A crib. What you used to call it, now I don't know what to call it. I reckon they call it a barn all the way around now.
And what about a place that you can keep grain? Would you ever hear something that you can keep other kinds of grain in?
Well, now, I wasn't never used to nothing but a big crib.
Oh, yes, ma'am?
That you put corn in.
And have you ever heard of something that, like a, have you ever heard of a granary?
Yeah.
Now what's that?
Well, there's one over yonder at Columbia.
What is that called?
A big old tin looking building, what they call granary.
Oh, yes, sir. But you never had one of those before?
Mm-hmm. I never had one of them. Anybody that's got a dairy has them.
Oh, well now, tell me about a dairy. Now, dairy is a place that they have, you said they...
Well, they have cows there, and they milk them by machineries, and they sell that milk. That's where we get our milk.
Oh, yes. Well, now, would you ever have a dairy at your house?
No, I didn't have one at our house, but we worked there with Mr. Forster. He had one. Lived on the, in his dairy quarters. The people that live there, and there's cows all around you, mules and wagon hauling hay all the time. And they milk the cows by machinery.
Yes, sir.
And milk them cows. They'd have anywhere from 200 to 300 cows out of milk.
Oh, yes. Well, now.
And they made their home churn buttermilk and butter.
What do they feed those cows in the wintertime?
Well, they fed them. They had the grazing land furrow, and then they give them their. They stored up stuff through the summer for them. Hay. They'd take a wagon and haul hay and put out in troughs in the field.
Well, now, how'd they store the hay?
They had it in a big old shell barn.